I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you tried to make sense of the times, the chaos of our world? We hear and read the headlines that seem to affect us, and what do we do with this news? This information that is constantly changing and constantly challenging us to decipher and respond. Do we allow our emotions to take charge to filter what we have heard? Do we allow reasoning to enter into the negotiations to bring thoughts and insights? Or are we just overwhelmed by it all? Maybe we throw up our hands and just give up and rationalize a response away, stating, "It's just the way the world is." Jesus wants his followers to hear, see, and respond to the events and chaos as he would. So the question is, how did Jesus respond to the chaos of his times? How can we learn from him and do likewise today? Let's look at a few passages of Scripture that reflect Jesus' teaching. John 14:1 states, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Also in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you." From these verses in John's Gospel, I find that Jesus wants his followers to experience his peace in the midst of chaotic times. Jesus knew that troubling times can steal away a person's peace and joy. But Jesus says, "I've given you my peace, and I want you to believe, keep believing in me, because Jesus has overcome the world. He, as the Amplified Version stated, has deprived it of power to harm you and has conquered it for you." Jesus wants his followers to experience his peace in response to the troubled world. He also wants his followers to be prepared. Jesus said in 14:26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Peter said it this way in 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." When the world begins to press in, we can have the assurance that the Holy Spirit will give us insights, wisdom, and the ability to respond to what we hear and see as Jesus would. The question is, do we let the Holy Spirit work this way in our lives? If we do, we can know that God will prepare us to respond in ways that bring him glory and honor. Thirdly, Jesus wants his followers to experience his power in troubled times. When we hear the news, the crisis and chaos in the world, are we relying on our own strength and wisdom to navigate the troubled waters? Or do we take a step back and submit to the Holy Spirit and allow Christ's resurrection power to give us the strength and endurance we need? The writer of Hebrews states, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Hebrews 12:3. The Apostle Paul stated in Colossians 1:28 and 29, "Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me." Our eyes may see the news, but we need to be looking to Jesus and consider him as we see and hear the current events of our day. We need to receive his peace and rest in it, especially in the most turbulent times. We need to be prepared, continually being filled with his Spirit so we can respond appropriately. We need his power to give us the strength, hope, and endurance to continue to shine as we live for God. Are you in need of the peace that only Jesus can give? Why not ask him? Ask him to reveal his power in your life, to receive his peace, and allow his Spirit to prepare you to be just like Jesus. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.